Hey everybody, it's me, Natty Bumper Car, and I am in a bit of a mood today, I guess. There's a lot of things happening, right? There's a lot of stuff going on in the world. This could be a straight episode. All the characters are sleeping right now. I got up early to record this. If I could figure out how to turn off the background music, I would probably do that. So, the thing one, Ollie, little Ollie, my little baby Ollie, my little guy, he's graduating from pre-K tomorrow. He's graduating from pre-K! It's amazing! And I'm super excited about that, and I'm giving a speech at the graduation, and when I gave a little talk at Emerson's graduation a few years ago, and I cried like I've never cried before in my life. In front of an auditorium full of people, I was on the microphone, and I was hyperventilating, and it was quite the scene. And now for Ollie's, this is my last little kid. And I've been at this pre-K, this daycare, for 8 years. And I'm giving a little talk. I've got it all nice and written out. I still have to print it, and I like to go. What I do is I type it, and then I print it, and then I go through and I kind of mark it up, and then I retype it with the markup edits, and then that's my final copy. So I got a tiny bit of work to do. And today I went in, and they've started, like, they took by the hooks where you hang the bags every morning. They took down the little nameplates. They took down the little stickers, and so it's just wild, wild west. There's bags everywhere. It's crazy, and it's an interesting, hard thing where, you know, people are like, oh, pre-K graduation. Why are we even celebrating this? Why does everybody get a trophy? Ugh, ugh, ugh. And it's just like, stop. Just stop it. Like, we don't have, you're better than that, I would assume. Like, people get trophies for participating. That's cool. That's awesome. You, guess what? You did something. You participated, and now you get to feel good about it. We don't have to be like, with 7-year-olds, like, hey, you didn't win the tournament, so you don't get a trophy. What's the point of that? Oh, yeah, okay, I guess you could say, oh, well, it's gonna make them stronger people. It's gonna make them strive to do better next time. They're kids. Just let them have fun and let them get their trophy and let them go home feeling great. Right? Because there's going to be a lot of points in their life when they don't feel great. So let's let them feel great as much as they can, whenever they can, is my way of thinking. And so a pre-K graduation, you know, the kids don't really know what's going on, but they know that it's exciting. And they know the spotlight is on them. They know that it's their special day, that they're turning a chapter in their lives, in the little book of their lives. They're very short lives at this point, but this is like a momentous thing where from when they're babies, they're with these people, and then after this day, they're gonna go off to new schools, and they're not all gonna be together. And the ramifications, they don't know about all that stuff, they don't care about that, like, oh, I might not see you, whatever. But they know, like, hey, this is a big deal, like, we did it. And what did we do? We turned 5 and we became the legal age to go to kindergarten. But good for you. You got to a point where now you're going to move on to the next step. And that's great. And so, hooray for kids. Hooray for them. And so we're going through all this stuff with Ollie. You know, there's field trips. There's, like, I think there were 3 field trips, which is a lot of field trips. There's his graduation, and then Emerson, you know, he's getting bigger too. Like, I took a picture of him today. It's his last day of school, and he's at the top of the stairs, and he's such a big guy. And I'm just like, who are you people? in my house, in my life. You're like my little pals, my little buddies. Like, I can go see movies with Emerson. I can go see The Incredibles, whatever. I can hang out. Neither of us can have popcorn because I've got my Invisalign and he's got his orthodonture. So, you know, we're going through that at the same time, too. It's nice. And then you look around at the rest of the world, right? And what's going on? And I'm not going to get into things because that's not what this show is. And I don't know if there's kids listening. Hey, kids, are you out there? Are you listening? You're awesome. Good for you. I got to go back for a second. Today was Emerson's last day of school. And we were late because I was putting together. I made these pictures for in frames for his teachers. We were wrapping them. So we got there a couple minutes late. But he was desperate to run into school. He wanted to get in the school. He wanted to be there for morning care so that he could hang out with his friends for the last day of this school year. But we were late, which he was kind of upset about. He wanted to run in, and I had to grab him before he ran in, and I got right into his little face, and I said, I need you to look at me. And he was like, okay. And he gets really embarrassed with this kind of stuff because we were out in public. But I looked at him, I was holding his little face, and I said, buddy, I want you to know how proud we are of you, that you made it through this year, and you did such an amazing job. You're such a wonderful kid, and you know everyone loves you, and everyone's so amazed at how well you're doing, and we're all excited for everything that you're going to do. Now get in there and have a great day. And his little eyes like blinked, like blink, 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 and he said, "Okay, Dad," and he ran in. And I don't think people tell kids this type of stuff often enough. Like, you go through your day to day, I gotta go get gas. Oh, then I gotta go return this box. And then I gotta go get this other box. And then, you know, I gotta take this thing out of this box. And I gotta put this thing together. Oh, and then I gotta do this. There's just so much stuff, like minutia in life. Especially these days, from when you wake up until when you go to bed. You can even pretend that, like, oh, I gotta put up, you know, 5 tweets today. And I gotta make sure that my social media metrics are good. Whatever that is. Or, you know, you're staring at your phone and that you feel like you're almost accomplishing something because you're staring at your phone on top of all, like, oh, I've actually got to go to the grocery store. I've got to make this food. I've got whatever. I've got to feed the dog. There's so much minutia that you can mask the rest of your life with that I think it's important to, people used to say, hey, stop and smell the roses. Yes, stop. To stop and, you know, grab people that are important to you and tell them that they're important to you and tell them why they're important to you and say something to make them feel better. I am, on a daily basis, an embarrassment to my family because I like to talk to people. I talk to people in line at checkout. I talk to people at the restaurant. People I don't know. Strangers. And I try to say nice things to them, right? Just to make just random nice thing to say to people, right? Because what you'll see is when you say nice things to people, if you do nice things for people, a lot of times they'll recognize it, they'll internalize it, and they feel better. And then that's great. Sometimes they don't acknowledge it. They just kind of go about their life because they're in their own headspace, and that's fine too. Because you're not doing the thing, the nice thing, to get recognition for it. You're doing the nice thing because when you do nice things, it'll make you feel better too. And I'm not going to get into, again, because there's probably kids listening, but there's scary, bad things happening in the world around us. And when I look at my kids and I look at the privilege that they have and how lucky they are with their lives and where they are right now, and then I think about where other people are in the world, and it's heartbreaking and it's soul-wrenching and it's just I don't know what to do, and I don't feel, sometimes I don't feel good about feeling good because there's these other people that are going through really bad stuff. And this is a comedy podcast, right? Yeah, pigs usually hear Rufus T. Rufus, robot, everybody. But we had an episode a while ago about when I was sad. It was for different stuff. It was for different reasons. But I think it's important to realize that there's other people in different positions in life. And it's all your perspective and how you see them. But you gotta understand that every single person is a person. And they deserve rights. They deserve respect. They deserve compassion and love. And, you know, if their political bent doesn't rhyme with yours, or their religious affiliation, or whatever their views are, they're still people. And I think for the world to continue to work, we have to help people. And I'm stammering, I'm laboring, because I don't know the answers. I don't know how to make this better, but I just know that I don't feel good about what's happening in the world right now. And I don't know how you could feel good about what's happening in the world right now. And I made a comment the other day on some post, and someone's like, oh, Natty Bumpergar is getting political. And it's like, all I can do these days not to climb to the highest mountain and just scream, like anguish scream, because I don't understand how we are where we are right now, how we got to this place. And I don't understand how anyone with any human sensibilities could stand up for what's happening, could back it up, or try to debate on the topic, or have talking points or bullet points. I don't understand, but I do know I love you.